and with them or after them, may there not come that even bolder adventurer, the first geolinguist, who, ignoring the delicate, transient lyrics of the lichen, will read beneath it the still less communicative, still more passive, wholly atemporal, cold, volcanic poetry of the rocks, each one a word spoken how long ago by the earth itself, in the immense solitude, the immenser community of space.